Lesson 149, Ether Chapter 12, Verses 1 through 22. Introduction. After recounting many years of Jaredite history, Moroni introduced the ministry of the prophet Ether. Moroni then interrupted the historical account to record some of the blessings that come to those who exercise faith in Jesus Christ. This lesson covers Ether 12, 1 through 22, while Lesson 150 deals with Ether 12, 23 through 41. Suggestions for teaching. Ether chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. Ether preaches repentance to the Jaredites. Begin class by inviting a student to come to the board and draw some waves and a boat secured by an anchor. Why is it important for a boat to have an anchor? What dangers or difficulties might a boat encounter if it does not have an anchor? What influence do waves have on a boat? Answers might include that waves cause a boat to move around, drift, or be tossed to and fro. Label the boat with the words, "Your life." If the boat represents our lives, what could the waves be likened to? Answers might include social pressures, adversity, false teachings, or wickedness. How might a person's life be like a boat without an anchor? Encourage students to look for examples of spiritual anchors as they study Ether chapter 12. Explain that Ether 12 begins with Moroni's introduction of Ether, a Jaredite prophet who preached during a time when the people rejected the prophets and lived in wickedness. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Ether 12, 1 through 3. Ask the class to follow along, looking for anything that stands out to them about Ether's actions. What stands out to you about Ether's actions? Invite a student to read Ether 12, 4 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what those who believe in God can hope for, despite being surrounded by difficulties and wickedness. Invite students to report what they find. As they respond, you might want to point out that the better world we are to hope for is a place at the right hand of God. What does it mean to have a place at the right hand of God? To return to His presence and receive eternal life. How do you think having hope with surety is different from merely wishing for something? In the Scriptures, hope refers to having confidence that we can receive the blessings God promises us if we keep our covenants with Him. According to Ether 12, 4, how do we gain hope of receiving a place at the right hand of God? As students respond, explain that the faith mentioned in Ether 12, 4 refers to faith in Jesus Christ. How does faith in Jesus Christ allow us to hope with surety for a place at the right hand of God? On the board, label the anchor with the words, faith and hope. What principle can we learn from Ether 12, 4 about what happens when we have hope and faith in Jesus Christ? Though students may respond with different words, they should express the following principle. When we have hope and faith in Jesus Christ, we will become steadfast, and we will abound in good works and glorify God. Invite students to consider marking the phrases in this verse that teach this principle. What do you think it means to abound in good works? To do many good things? What are some ways in which we can glorify God? Think of people you know who always seem to abound in good works and are not ashamed to glorify God. What are some specific things that they do that make them good examples of this principle? As students continue their study of Ether 12, encourage them to look for examples of faith and hope mentioned by Moroni. Ether chapter 12, verses 5 through 22. Moroni recounts miracles and mighty works that came by faith. Write the following phrase on the board. I would like to gain a spiritual witness that blank. Invite students to suggest any gospel truths, principles, or statements of doctrine for which people may seek a spiritual witness. As students respond, write their answers on the board. Responses may include a witness that the Book of Mormon is true, living a clean and virtuous life is important, the word of wisdom is a law of God, I should prepare to serve a mission. Invite students to think of a gospel truth of which they would like to receive a spiritual witness or stronger testimony. Explain that some people have the following attitude. Quote, I will not believe or live according to a gospel principle until I see evidence that it is true. End quote. Invite a student to read Ether 12, verses 5 and 6 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for how these verses relate to this attitude. Note, Ether chapter 12, verse 6 is a doctrinal mastery passage. You may want to suggest that students mark doctrinal mastery passages in a distinctive way so they can locate them easily. According to Ether 12, 6, what must happen before we can receive a witness? What do you think the phrase, trial of your faith, refers to? After students respond, you may want to explain that some people mistakenly interpret trial of faith to always refer to hardship. The phrase trial of faith can describe anything that gives us an opportunity to demonstrate or exercise our faith in Jesus Christ. To help students gain a better understanding of this phrase, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Before the statement is read, ask the class to listen for Elder Scott's explanation of the phrase, trial of faith. Quote, "You can learn to use faith more effectively by applying this principle taught by Moroni. Ye receive no witness until after the trial of your faith. Thus, every time you try your faith, that is, act in worthiness on an impression, you will receive the confirming evidence of the Spirit. Those feelings will fortify your faith. As you repeat that pattern, your faith will become stronger." End quote. From Richard G. Scott, The Sustaining Power of Faith in Times of Uncertainty and Testing, Ensign Orleahona, May 2003. How is the process described by Elder Scott different from the attitude of those who want evidence before they will act or believe? What principle can we learn from Ether 12:6 about what we must do if we desire to receive a spiritual witness from the Lord? Help students identify the following principle. If we desire a spiritual witness, then we must first exercise faith in Jesus Christ and His gospel. Write this principle on the board. Invite a student to read the following statement by Sister Bonnie L. Oscarson, Young Women General President. Ask the class to listen for how we can exercise faith in Jesus Christ in order to receive a spiritual witness of truth. Quote, "Sometimes we try to do it backward. For example, we may take this approach. I will be happy to live the law of tithing, but first I need to know that it's true. Maybe we even pray to gain a testimony of the law of tithing and hope the Lord will bless us with that testimony before we have ever filled out a tithing slip. It just doesn't work that way. The Lord expects us to exercise faith. We have to consistently pay a full and honest tithe in order to gain a testimony of tithing. This same pattern applies to all the principles of the gospel, whether it is the law of chastity, the principle of modesty, the word of wisdom, or the law of the fast." End quote. From Bonnie L. Oscarson, Be Ye Converted, Ensign Orleahona, November 2013. Why do you think it is important for us to exercise faith in Jesus Christ through our actions before we receive a spiritual witness? Explain that Ether 12, verses 7 through 22 and verses 30 and 31 include several examples of miracles that occurred as a result of people exercising faith in Jesus Christ. Write the following scripture references on the board. Ether 12, 7 through 12, Ether 12, 13 through 18, Ether 12, 19 through 22, and 30 through 31. Divide the class into three groups and assign one of the scripture passages to each group. Ask students to look for blessings, including spiritual witnesses and miracles, that came as a result of the faith of the people described in each passage. Encourage them to notice the use of the phrase, "after they had faith," or "until after their faith," in verses 7, 12, 17, 18, and 31. You may want to suggest that students mark these phrases each time they appear. After sufficient time, invite students from each of the three groups to report what they found. Invite students to ponder a time when they or people they know have received spiritual witnesses or miracles after demonstrating faith in the Lord. Invite a few students to share their experiences they thought of. Be sure students understand that they should not feel obligated to share experiences that are too personal or private. You may also want to share an experience. Ask students to recall the gospel truth of which they would like to receive a spiritual witness. Invite them to write in notebooks or study journals something they might do to exercise more faith in the Lord so they can obtain this spiritual witness. Commentary and background information. Ether 12, 4-6. What is hope? In Ether 12, Moroni's teachings about the principle of hope and faith reveal that the two are closely linked. He defined faith as, quote, things which are hoped for and not seen, end quote, from Ether 12, 6, and taught that our hope for salvation cometh of faith in Jesus Christ. See Ether 12, 4. The booklet True to the Faith teaches the following about hope. Quote, when we have hope, we trust God's promises. We have a quiet assurance that if we do the works of righteousness, we shall receive our reward, even peace in this world and eternal life in the world to come. The principle of hope extends into the eternities, but it also can sustain you through the everyday challenges of life. End quote. From True to the Faith, a Gospel Reference, pages 85 and 86. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf of the First Presidency defined hope as follows. Quote, hope is a gift of the Spirit. It is a hope that through the atonement of Jesus Christ and the power of His resurrection, we shall be raised unto eternal life, and this because of our faith in the Savior. This kind of hope is both a principle of promise as well as a commandment. And, as with all commandments, we have the responsibility to make it an active part of our lives and overcome the temptation to lose hope. Hope in our Heavenly Father's merciful plan of happiness leads to peace, mercy, rejoicing, and gladness. The hope of salvation is like a protective helmet. It is the foundation of our faith and an anchor to our souls. End quote. From Dieter F. Uchtdorf, The Infinite Power of Hope, Ensign Orleahona, November 2008. Ether 12, verse 6, The Trial of Your Faith. President Gordon B. Hinckley related a story that illustrates the principle of receiving a witness after the trial of our faith. Quote, let me give you a story of a woman in Sao Paulo, Brazil. She worked while she was going to school to provide for her family. I use her own words in telling this story. She says, the university in which I studied had a regulation that prohibited the students that were in debt from taking tests. For this reason, when I received my salary, I would first separate the money for tithing and offerings, and the remainder was allotted for the payment of the school and other expenses. I remember a time when I faced serious financial difficulties. It was a Thursday when I received my salary. When I figured the monthly budget, I noticed that there wouldn't be enough to pay both my tithing and my university. I would have to choose between them. The bi-monthly tests would start the following week, and if I didn't take them, I could lose the school year. I felt great agony. My heart ached. I had a painful decision before me, and I didn't know what to decide. I pondered between the two choices, to pay tithing or to risk the possibility of not obtaining the necessary credits to be approved in school. This feeling consumed my soul and remained with me up to Saturday. It was then that I remembered that when I was baptized, I had agreed to live the law of tithing. I had taken upon myself an obligation, not with the missionaries, but with my Heavenly Father. At that moment, the anguish started to disappear, giving place to a pleasant sensation of tranquility and determination. That night when I prayed, I asked the Lord to forgive me for my indecision. On Sunday, before the beginning of sacrament meeting, I contacted the bishop, and with a great pleasure I paid my tithing and offerings. That was a special day. I felt happy and peaceful within myself and with my Heavenly Father. The next day, I was in my office. I tried to find a way to be able to take the tests that would begin on Wednesday. The more I thought, the further I felt from a solution. The working period was ending when my employer approached and gave the last orders of the day. When he had done so, with his briefcase in his hand, he bid farewell. Suddenly he halted, and looking back at me, he asked, "How is your college?" I was surprised, and I couldn't believe what I was hearing. The only thing I could answer with a trembling voice was, "Everything is all right." He looked thoughtfully at me and bid farewell again. Suddenly the secretary entered the room, saying that I was a very fortunate person. When I asked her why, she simply answered, "The employer has just said that from today on, the company is going to pay fully for your college and your books. Before you leave, stop at my desk and inform me of the costs so that tomorrow I can give you the check." After she left, crying and feeling very humble, I knelt exactly where I was and thanked the Lord for His generosity. I said to Heavenly Father that He didn't have to bless me so much. I only needed the cost of 1 month's installment, and the tithing I had paid on Sunday was very small compared to the amount I was receiving. During that prayer, the words recorded in Malachi came to my mind. "Prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." Up to that moment, I had never felt the magnitude of the promise contained in that scripture, and that this commandment was truly a witness of the love that God, our Heavenly Father, gives to His children here on earth. End quote. From Gordon B. Hinckley, We Walk by Faith, Ensign, May 2002. Supplemental Teaching Idea, Ether 12, verse 6, Video Presentation, Pure and Simple Faith. After students study the examples of faith mentioned in Ether 12, 7 through 22 and 30 and 31, you may want to show the video Pure and Simple Faith, in which a young woman explains how her family was blessed as they exercised faith in the Lord. Watching this video can help students further understand and feel the truth and importance of the principle that if we desire a spiritual witness, then we must first exercise faith in Jesus Christ. This video is available on LDS.org.